Yael Krigman is equal parts baker and businesswoman. She sells her treats through her company's website, bakedbyyael.com. She was a lawyer, but she knew she was onto something when her homemade cake pops, balls of cake and frosting dipped in candy coating, thrilled colleagues at work.
I made them 1 week, and people got so excited, they just went nuts. They thought they were so delicious, and I started selling them that same week.
Now she wants to open a shop specializing in cake pops.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were discussing the different options for financing my storefront. And we talked about bank loans and investors, and he told me about Kickstarter.
Kickstarter is a platform for crowdsourced funding. Entrepreneurs like Krigman post their projects and funding goals, and people around the world pledge money. Backers and Kickstarter don't get a share of the business, but there are incentives, which in Krigman's case are mostly cake pops.
Bank loans are difficult to get, especially for small businesses with not many assets. And investors, you know, you have to give away part of your company. And I'm really proud of what I've built, and I want to continue to grow it. I don't just want to be a manager at a bakery.
Krigman's goal is to raise $70,000. But if a project doesn't meet its goal in time, no money changes hands.
I've really been sending out a lot of emails to everybody that I've ever known and anybody who's ever ordered from me. And I've been telling my friends and just trying to get people to spread the word.
But it's not just upstarts that are taking to Kickstarter. Hollywood has taken notice, too.
The creator of the canceled television series, Veronica Mars, turned to Kickstarter to fund a Veronica Mars movie and made a playful video with the show's cast.
This is it. This is our chance to make the Veronica Mars movie happen. If we reach our fundraising goal, we'll shoot the movie this summer.
The Veronica Mars movie project broke records, raising $5.7 million. That inspired Zach Braff, who used Kickstarter to raise $3 million for his film, Wish I Was Here.
Maybe this could be a new paradigm for filmmakers who want to make smaller, personal films without having to sign away any of their artistic freedom.
Some projects on Kickstarter don't get a start at all. 1 in 10 projects don't receive a single pledge. But Krigman hopes her shop will join the more than 40,000 projects that have been funded through Kickstarter. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.